Chapter 1. The Circus is Coming.
"Look," Molly said. "The circus is coming to town. Can we go, Mum? Can we, please?"
Beside the road to town, a red and yellow sign said, "Burton Circus, coming soon." There were pictures of a circus tent, horses, and clowns. We went to the circus once. I was 12 then, and Molly was 9. We all loved it. Mum and Dad too. That was before Dad's accident.
"No, Molly," Mum said. "We can't."
"Why not? I want to see the acrobats and the clowns and the horses."
"Molly, we don't have the money."
After Dad's accident, we didn't have the money for lots of things. Molly turned to me.
"But Steve, you want to go to the circus, don't you?"
"Molly," I said, "we can't. Be quiet."
I wanted to do lots of things. I was 15. I wanted to play football, go to the cinema with my friends, have fun, be a teenager. The summer holiday started in 2 weeks. I wanted to go to the coast. I wanted to go swimming and have fun. Our family owned a little caravan, and we took it to the coast for a week every summer. But not last summer. Not after Dad's accident. I had to work on the farm and go to school. There was no time to have any fun now, and no money. Mum worked hard. Molly did too. But there was always more to do. After his accident, Dad stopped working on the farm. He sat in the kitchen all day. It was hard to talk to him.
"It's not fair," Molly said.
"Yes, you're right. It's not fair," I told her. "But things will get better."
"When?"
asked Molly. "Don't ask," Mum said. She stopped outside the bank. This was after school on Friday. The bank was going to close soon.
"You two, go and do the food shopping, please," Mum said. She gave me the list, then she hurried into the bank. When Molly and I got back to the car with the food, Mum wasn't there. We waited for her.
"When will things get better?" Molly asked me again.
"Well, Dad has to have that big operation on his hip, but..." I stopped.
"I know.
We don't have the money for that," Molly said.
"When will Dad be Dad again?"
Two men were walking slowly along the street, talking. They didn't look happy. They stopped near us, outside the bank. Just then, Mum came out of the bank. She waved at us.
"What can we do, Lex?"
one of the men said to the other. He was tall and about Dad's age.
"We always stay in the park beside the river in this town."
"I don't know," said the other man. He was older. "But after all that rain, the ground is too wet for us."
"The others will be here in 2 hours. We have to find a place for the circus," said the first man.
"This is bad. Very bad," the older man said. "We need time to rehearse our new acts before our summer shows. We always rehearse our new acts here. Where can we stay for 2 weeks?
Mum walked over to the men. "Excuse me," she said, "but I heard you talking about needing a place to stay."
Oh, yes. "Hello," the tall man said. "I'm Gavin Burton."
"Of Burton Circus?" Molly asked.
"Yes," the man smiled. "And this is my uncle,
Lex.
Mum said, Hi, I'm Kate Sullivan, and these are my children, Steve and Molly.
Nice to meet you all, said Gavin.
Mum smiled. I think we can help you. Our farm is close to town, and we have a big field beside the road. Maybe your circus can stay there. The ground there is dry. It's high above the river.
Gavin turned to Lex. Lex nodded.
That could be good,
Gavin said to Mum, smiling.
Very good, said Lex.
Do you pay to stay in the park?
Mum asked.
Oh, yes, said Lex. We pay money to the town.
Mum said, Good. We need the money. My husband can't work at the moment.
I'm sorry to hear that, said Gavin. We're happy to pay you.
When can we look at your field?
You can come and look now, Mum said.
Where's your car? Follow us.
When we were driving out of town, I said, Dad won't be happy. There's good grass for the cows in that field.
Steve, stop. We need the money. I have to pay the bank. And Molly needs new shoes. And maybe we can pay for Dad's operation.
Well, Molly, I said, we're not going to the circus. The circus is coming to us.